Are you where you're supposed to be? Today is Sunday, January 24th, 2021. And I am asking the question, are you where you're supposed to be? In the bridge is a prophetic message given to me in 2006. And part of the prophetic message was about relocation. I will read a portion now. Quote, be ready to leave at a moment's notice. Be prepared to remain close or go far to a distant land. End quote. In chapter 9 of the book, I wrote a short section titled Exodus. Here I compare the coming, or now the current, migration to the two previous great migrations in recent American history. One was a result of the Dust Bowl that brought severe winds and drought to Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Kansas between 1930 and 1940. The other was between 1910 and 1970, in which descendants of slaves moved from the South to the North, to the Northeast, and to the West. We are seeing a resettlement phenomenon playing out once again. The biggest population moves are moving out of San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City, Chicago, and D.C. See Alto Research. But what is also happening, but a little harder to trace, are people moving in with family members. This is also a resettlement. But back to my question. Are you where you are supposed to be? Is God the Most High tugging you to relocate to another country, to another state, to another city, to a rural area, or perhaps to the other side of town? If so, don't ignore the call. Pray for the answer in wisdom and strategy. Where you're supposed to be is where your Psalm 91 protection will be, where provision and community will reside. Right now and through the spring, hopefully longer, we are in the eye of a storm. And in the eye, things are calm. But this calm is deceiving. The storm is on the way to the United States and many other nations. It will be a perfect storm in that multiple catalysts together will bring about full chaos in these nations. In the waking vision that I had in 2006, my spirit was lifted out of my body. I was high above the earth, above the clouds, and I saw North America. I'm not sure if it was an angel or Yeshua because he was covered in a robe, but he said, look, daughter, see the destruction that will come. And I saw billows of smoke all across America, even Canada and also the northern part of Mexico. The billows of smoke were spaced out so that there was land not touched by the smoke. And the vision happened so fast and I was so startled that I could not see the specific areas affected by the smoke, but I believe that they were mostly densely populated areas like large cities. I also saw men rising up out of the smoke, soldiers, but not America's gathering people. And I knew in my spirit and I understood that the gathering of people was for destruction or death. Part of preparation for the days to come is knowing if you are in the right place. And I don't want to imply that everyone should move out of the city. If you are where you're supposed to be, even if it's in a city, then covering is there. I should also say that if you are to move, it might be only a temporary move. As kingdom citizens, we are sojourners in a foreign land. Even Israel had to move to Egypt for the famine. See Genesis chapters 45 and 46. And when Yeshua, Jesus, was a young child, an angel warned Joseph to flee to Egypt for Yeshua's safety because Herod was seeking him out to destroy him. So the first move was for famine, and the second was for physical safety. There are many reasons why the Most High would want you to relocate. It would not be to harm you, but it would be for your good. It could be that you were called ahead of time to prepare a place for others. I don't know if the people who are moving now in this current migration are moving because they heard the Most High, or if it was some other external pressure that caused them to move. As kingdom people, we need to take it a step further and pray so that we don't end up in the wrong place. I have moved several times per his instruction. There was one time where he was leading me to a very specific geographical boundary in Southern California. I moved to an apartment complex falling short of this intended destination by about 15 miles. I was still learning at this time. I was learning his voice in the specific way he was trying to speak to me, and I admit it was hard to hear him through my own fear and uncertainty. I ended up spending a lot of time praying and fasting, but what also happened is that I landed a job as an adjunct professor with a major university in the area. My training happened to be in the area where I was supposed to be living. My spirit connected to the area. I knew I had to move, so I did. The next major God move was when I left California. I felt a very strong tug to go to the Pacific Northwest, Oregon and Seattle or Washington State. And I took a trip through this part of the country with a friend. This ended up being an intercession trip praying for the land. And I find it interesting that the places where we were sent to pray, Portland and Seattle, are having some major issues now with homelessness and unrest. Anyway, in taking the trip, I discovered that I was not supposed to move to either of those places. For me, I actually have to set my foot on land in order to know if for sure if I'm supposed to be there or not. So if you're not sure, don't be afraid to take a short trip to check out an area to see how you feel spiritually. Or if you ended up in the wrong place, don't be afraid to move again. These are just a couple of examples in my life where the Most High was leading me to where I was supposed to live. But I also understand that I'm a forerunner. Not everyone will move as often as I have, if at all. My point is to make sure. Again, the move may only be temporary. I hope this helps as we are in a season of preparation, putting action to our prayers. Burying our heads in the sand and hoping for the best is not the way. Interested in learning more? Follow us at Joseph Colony on Podbean, and we will give you updates and keep you in the loop. Blessings for you and your family, and Shalom.